What is up, guys? We are back for another Yeti Question of the Day episode with Mr. Jason Kalipa. I'm really enjoying these, man. I like that we can like spend 10, 15 minutes just focusing on one question, diving into it, maybe going on one or two tangents. Tangents are always guaranteed with Mr. Jason Kalipa. But today's question is from Chris Rossi from Instagram. And he says, how do you juggle being a new father with training? So Jason obviously isn't as new of a father as I am, but I'll kick it to you first because I'm curious how you would answer this.
Yeah, Gabe is more of a new father. His son is like, what, 9 months old, right?
9 months. But you know what's interesting? It's crazy because like, yes, new father, like 9 months is not that much time. But like I can't. OG.
It's like you feel like you're a Texan, but you've been there for 3 years.
Yeah. But the father thing, like I can't, it's really hard to remember what like life was like before having a kid, even though it's only been 9 months. Like it feels so long ago, yet so recent at the same time. Anyway.
Dude, the best way to think about that is like the years are short and the days are long. I mean, I swear, like when someone told me that, I was like, man, that hit me hard. But in regards to balancing training, you know, my son is 9, my daughter's 12. They take care of themselves, right? I don't need to worry about changing their diapers. As a new father, I think it's finding that balance. And, you know, my recommendation for a new father would be evaluating the times that you are not taken away from time with your spouse or your baby. And so, for example, if the kid is napping at X time or the kid goes to bed at Y time, those could be opportunities for you to get in your training. It's also opportunities for you to stay engaged with your spouse. So those are both just as important. And so I guess the way I balance my training is different today than it was when my kids were really young. You know, for me, I would even have the kids and they would be in their little stroller or whatever, and I'd be training and, you know, they'd be either napping or just whatever. And I'd be able to get in my training and then get back at it because they were so young. Nowadays, I'm doing more things with them. So it's just different. I could work out and they could work out alongside me. And so I'd say the way that you balance things is exactly that, is you fold them into your lifestyle versus like saying, okay, like if I know that, you know, my children have been going to the gym with me or going to the garage with me since they were born, I just make it like a part of our daily routine and I include them, I think is the best advice I'd share with you guys on how to balance these things. Because I think this idea of like work-life balance, I think it's a good topic, but I think it's more about like molding them all together. So how do you mold time with your spouse, right? Where you really feel engaged on that. How do you mold, you know, being there and showing up for your kids with also things that you're already doing? And I think that finding the balance between those different things is critical. And then obviously, you know, allocating time effectively. So I don't know, you know what I mean? Am I answering that right, Gabe? I'm trying to.
Yeah. It's working it into the things that you would do anyway.
Right. There you go. That's what you would do. Because I think this whole idea, I got an email from someone the other day, you know, if you're not subscribed to our newsletter, you got to subscribe to it. But he was talking about this idea that like, you know, he wants to prioritize his training, but sometimes it takes away time with his wife, et cetera. And you got to find that balance. Like you cannot be training for 4 hours a day if your wife feels like you're distant and not engaging. And that same thing goes to your kids. You got to find a proper balance. And maybe that balance is incorporating them. Maybe that balance is you need to be more efficient with your time, wake up earlier, get after it, so you can have those other times to prioritize with your significant other and your children. I don't think training should, the goal of training should be to enhance your life, not take away from your life. And so if you find that it's taking away from your relationships, if it's taking away from other things, you got to evaluate how to better incorporate it, because that's not the goal of training. Training should be a positive influence in your life, not lead to negativity between others around you, including your children.
Yeah, man. I love that answer. What I would take it a step further for me, because this is, you know, super front of mind being 9 months into this whole parenting world. It's a crazy world.
I don't remember what that was like. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I think it's like, to me, it's less juggling being a new father with training and more so like being a new father is the reason that I train. Like that to me specifically has turned into like the very specific why behind I train as hard as I do, behind why I'm focused on, you know, getting as jacked as possible and looking like a very certain way. Like literally this all started when I found out I was going to be a dad. I found out I was going to be a dad and I was like, you know what? Like, I've always been a good athlete. I've always been like, you know, athletic. But to me, and maybe this is just something that I've been self-conscious about, like I've always felt that like I haven't looked as athletic as I was. Just always been in the back of my mind. And I've always been like so focused on like, well, whatever, doesn't matter. Like I'm clearly performing, so I'm not super worried about that. But that combined with like, you know, some injuries and whatever, just kind of clicked that like, hey, if I'm going to be a dad in 9 months, like what better time than now to like go all in on finally looking exactly the way I want to look? Because that's what my child is going to grow up like seeing. Wouldn't it be cool if he grows up and he's like, dude, that's my fucking dad. Like that guy.
Yeah.
Guy that looks fucking like hella jacked. That's my dad. Like I want him to think that. And so the fact that like me becoming a new dad was my why made it so easy to, it's less of a question of how do I balance the two? Because you would never ask like, how do you balance, you know, eating and being a new father, or like brushing your teeth and like being a new father? Like you just do those things, right? Like you might not be as easy to do them now. You know, you might have to, you know, kind of quickly have a meal. You can't just like sit down and like do everything because you're so busy, but you're still going to do it. So I think that the first thing is like folding in the why you're training into being a father. And I think that that's, if you think about it, it gets really easy. And then the second thing is just like having realistic expectations of what training is going to look like as a new father. Like there are some days where, dude, I have a plan. I'm going out there. Like I got part A, part B, part C. I'm doing flex. Like the extra credit looks really fun. Dude, I might have to cut it short and take him on a walk because he's not, you know, napping when he was supposed to nap. The other day, I was like, perfect. This is the time he usually naps. Like, I'm going to put him in the stroller. I put a weighted ruck on. We went for a walk. He was not sleeping. He didn't want to be in the stroller either. So I literally had to walk back, like pushing the stroller. I had the ruck on and I was carrying him.
Yeah.
And like, that was a great workout. Like, it was a good workout. It wasn't what my expectation was. It wasn't what I had planned to do, but I still got movement in. I still worked out and that was a win. And I think that a lot of people, when they ask the question of like, how do you balance the two? It's because they get tripped up because training might not look like what it did before, but that's okay.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point. I think just to kind of solidify what I'm an A piece is like, training does change as you have other priorities, and those priorities could be your significant other. Like, with Ash and I, like we definitely, when we had kids, like I had to be very calculated with my time in the gym. Otherwise resentment was going to build up with my 100%. Wife, which was a big, big concern of mine. And at the time, dude, I mean, I'm spending 5 hours a day in the gym, right? Like training. So I had to be very calculated that when I got home, I didn't ever want her to feel like she was playing second to my training. It was me trying to make it work. And so if there was times we're traveling, for example, we were in Napa, wine tasting, whatever. And I'm like, dude, I got to get my training. You better hope that I get it in where it did not impact our time together, because now all of a sudden she felt like she was playing second to my training priority, which is an issue. The same thing goes today with kids, right? So like in your case, obviously you're Shay starts crying or whatever, and you're pulling a sled. You have to pivot, right? In my case, it's like on Saturdays and Sundays, like my kids and I, we regularly train, and those things can adjust. Like, if I don't know, for example, if Caden has a soccer game or whatever's going on, like I need to be more flexible, because for them, it's just like something that they're doing with dad. And I need to make sure they still don't build resentment for it. And that they still enjoy it. So even if that's like 10 minutes of self-defense instead of 45 minutes, or if that's a 10 minute strength piece instead of a whatever, like being flexible and dynamic, I think is really important in incorporating this, because it'll help with your balance there as well. Yeah, that's my take on that.
100%. And then the last thing I'll say, and then we'll wrap this up unless you had something else, is I do have to give a huge shout out to my wife, Ariel Bloom, because I'm very fortunate that like she gets it. Like she's like, man, like I want you to train, and she loves training. So I know that I'm very lucky in that for me, like we both go to the gym together many times, or we're like taking shifts to work out.
Yeah.
But I recognize that I'm very fortunate that she's as passionate about training as I am. So she gets that it's a non-negotiable for me. And I think that what it comes down to, if that's not the case for you, is just having that conversation and really explaining why this is such an important piece that lets you show up as a dad, as a father, to the best of your ability. Because, you know, if you have an understanding partner, I can't see that conversation going anywhere but positive. Obviously, to an extent, you know, for you is very different because you were training for the games. We're talking 4 or 5 hours in the gym. I'm talking about like, you know, you're able to 3, 4, 5 times a week, get out there and really get after it for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, it's something I've reflected on a lot lately is like, you know, even today, I mean, not today, like even now, as of now, I think it's important to, it. Ashley has encouraged me to be more efficient in everything I do because she demands that I show up for the kids, show up for work, show up for her. And that's good. It's a good pressure to have because I'm held accountable to make sure I'm present, I'm there. And otherwise I could just find myself just bullshitting in the gym for hours and hours and hours. I love it there, right? But because I feel this energy that I need to be able to be there and show up and whatnot, it keeps me on track. Like back in the day, dude, I used to segment my training into 3 sessions. Segment one was like an hour long fasted cardio in the morning. Segment two was like a traditional CrossFit midday. And session three was a stamina builder right before dinner at home. And dude, countless times I'd walk into the house sweating my ass off, my shirt off, and just sit down at the dinner table. And I remember the look of her being like, dude, come on. Like countless times I did that. And I had to put myself in check. Like, dude, if I didn't have a 20-minute EMOM, I had to do 15 because I needed time to wipe myself off before dinner. But I think it's important to have a conversation with your spouse, but also have your spouse and you hold yourself accountable to be efficient with your time. Like, can't be dilly-dally, dude. You got to go, got to go. That was the model back in the day. It's still the model today.
Dude, I didn't see this question going there, but shout out Ashley, shout out Ariel, awesome partners, awesome wives, love them to death. But I think that's all I had.
That's it, brother.
Thanks. Awesome, man.